Sir, this is Mistress Brighton, and wow, what a month it's been, huh? We've had a long trip on this Monsters Ball blog train. There have been almost one blog every single day, except for the 14th. And if you find it, let me know. Your last stop was Mistress Harper's Tentacle Sex Cum Inflation story. You only have one more stop after this, and all you have to do is survive, right? Right. If you made it to the end of October and you missed any of the posts, please go back and start with Mistress Cassidy. I left a link in my blog. If you want to read along to this audio, you can read the blog post at enchantrixtees.com. Meet me back here once you're caught up. When we last left our snooping friend in the haunted powder room, he had gotten the fright of his life when a sticky syrup-covered woman dropped on his head, literally. So why don't we double back to the haunted powder room and find out just what happened? If you have not read The Haunted Powder Room, that's another stop that you need to make. So make sure you're caught up before you read this. Without further ado, I would like to introduce you to the Monsters Ball Mistress Machine. Do you wish to give yourself as tribute? The room was pitch black, save for candles reflecting something oozing down the cavern walls. He looked up, shaking. I'm sorry? Where am I? The woman lunged at him and shouted, Do you wish to give yourself as tribute? Scrambling backwards, his hands sinking into the sticky ooze that covered the walls and floor. The smell of sugary, sweet confections was overpowering. She bared her razor-sharp teeth at him and hissed. Please, he begged. Yes, I'll do whatever you want, just please don't... Ah! What are you doing in here? This room is for mistresses and those with express permission only. He looked up, seeing the tan, slim brunette wearing a pink satin corset and boots, her hair tumbling past her shoulders. Looking down, he found himself crouched on the floor in the corner where he'd seen his eyes shot up to the ceiling. No syrup, no dripping, no more horrifying ooze woman, but he stared at the mistress as she waited for an answer. She looked just like, well, maybe not just like, but the resemblance was uncanny. I'm very sorry. I was nervous, and I came up here to compose myself, and I saw, well, get your ass up now and come with me, because if the other mistresses find you up here, I can't be certain you won't end up in a sling or a bottle or worse. He jumped up too quickly and felt a wave of dizziness wash over him. You all right? You better not Ralph on these carpets, they're expensive. He shook his head. I'm fine, now. I just saw something and I think I may have blacked out. The mistress arched an eyebrow and looked at him. Super hot, naked, weird girl covered in syrup? He paused. Yes? How did you know? The brunette smirked. I'll tell you that later. Come on. Why don't you tell me about yourself and how you ended up at the Monsters Ball? He found himself at ease with the brunette as they walked, and she snuck him back downstairs without being seen. It had already been a strange start to the night, so he decided not to ask about the strange mechanical heart in the hollow of her corset that whirred and clicked as she walked. But he did tell her everything else. He told her why he came here, what he was hoping to accomplish, and how he thought he was done for when the scary femdom ghoul dropped from the ceiling. Quickly becoming enamored with his new hostess, he bit back the urge to press her for answers to his questions. As he looked around the ball, he saw several things that he wouldn't soon forget. But the mystery dom and the mystery sticky sweet demon mistress stayed at the forefront of his mind. After chaperoning him and showing him around the ball and introducing him to a handful of female dominants on hand for the event, they settled down in a quiet sitting area. sipping drinks and divulging even more information about himself. What is that ticking sound coming from your corset? He blurted the question after two glasses of champagne, finally mustering the courage to ask. The mistress turned to him, staring into his eyes and smiling sweetly. Why, it's my heart. There are still parts of me that are human, she offered, sipping her own drink, still smiling. But my sister and I were in a terrible accident involving a vat of liquid sugar candy at the bakery. She unfortunately didn't survive. I did, but not without extensive surgery and robotic implants. Lifting up her hand, she pulled her glove off, revealing wired, glowing digits. Her hand spun around, unnaturally on her wrist suddenly, giving him his second fright of the evening. I hope that won't change your feelings for me, knowing that I'm half android. Shocked, but even more intrigued, he shook his head. No! You look amazing! So real, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That was really stupid. The mistress machine shrugged. It's okay. I'm not offended. There are perks to being a bionic mistress after all. What kind of things? He asked, ogling her with fascination. The mistress machine grinned. Well, my sex life is 1,000 times better than it was when I was human, and I have very little need for food or sleep. I still do enjoy food and drinks, I just don't really need them. Putting her satin glove back on, she placed a hand on his knee, a serious expression on her face. My splashing phone sex twin sometimes appears on Halloween to men who wander into the powder room without an escort. You're lucky I came in when I did, or... Or? He asked, eyes wide. Taking a deep breath of mechanical air, she continued in a hushed tone. Sometimes she takes things. Never a whole, but things. Sometimes fingers, toes, other parts, and makes special candy with them. He shook his head, horrified. But you said she... The mistress nodded. She's not with us, but her spirit haunts this place, and sometimes she bakes cakes and cookies and candies and leaves them for the guests. Stunned silence passed between them before she continued. I'm afraid that because you got away, she will be searching for you. There's only one way to keep you safe. Really? He asked. What is it? The mistress machine leaned over, looking at him closely, continuing to talk in a hushed tone so only he would hear her. I will have to take you as my own submissive, but there is one small catch. She leaned in even closer. The robot mistress stuck her tongue out, licking the side of his face. You are going to have to fuck me in the powder room and offer your sperms as tribute before passing ownership to me. His face crumpled. She looked serious. You want to have sex with me? Oh, yes, she exclaimed excitedly. I have a sensory error in my programming, and so I can't always smell things, but when I do, let's just say you smell delicious, and things that smell good really get my gears all hot and bothered. But if we're gonna do this, you better hurry. Before the clock strikes midnight, I won't be able to stop her after that. Grabbing his hand, they raced back upstairs to the powder room. He couldn't believe his luck. Not only would he be owned by a bionic mistress machine, but she wanted to actually fuck him. Locking the door behind them, they began kissing passionately. Oh, hurry, hurry, take your clothes off. He fumbled, yanking off his jacket and unbuckling his pants. Once naked, she pushed him down on the carpet and stood over him, undoing her ruffled skirt and panties and tossing them to the side. A golden glowing light radiated from between her legs as she straddled him. He couldn't see much as the light blinded him, but soon felt the warmth of her golden cookie surrounding him. He could barely contain his excitement as she rode him to ecstasy, tossing wildly and putting her hands up to her head. Oh! Oh! Oh yes, fucker, that's it! That's it! Suddenly, the clicking and whirring got louder, and he heard a hiss and a drip, drip, drip behind him. Fearing her twin would get him, he frantically cried out, "Yes, yes, I give myself to you." There was a white-hot flash of light, and then everything fell silent. Opening his eyes, he looked around and found that the mistress machine's golden cookie had transported him to a white room with no doors or windows. He looked down and he was wearing a white t-shirt and matching white drawstring pants. Terrified, he jumped to his feet and began running to and fro to find a way out of the white room. "Hello, my pet. Welcome to your new home." "What is this place?" he called out. "Where are you?" "This will take some getting used to, but you are a part of me now, and my twin will never be able to find you in here." Frantic, he ran around some more, pressing his hands against the cool, blank white interior. Circuits appeared, spreading over the walls outlined in blue. It felt like smooth plastic and glowed like the inside of a computer. "You are now my virtual assistant. I've given you the name Freddy. Whenever I call on you, you must do as I say, when I say." "But how?" he screamed. "I was just fucking you and..." "Yes. Yes, you were fucking me, Freddy. But now, you are no longer human either. Your body has been derezzed, and your consciousness now exists inside my operating mainframe. So your first task for me? I need you to pull up the history of the Monster's Ball archives and familiarize yourself with those files."
"I'm not doing anything," he yelled angrily. "I'm alive, and I demand that you let me out of here now."
His demands were met with laughter.
"I'm sorry, Freddy, but I'm afraid I can't do that. And now, I think it's time for you to learn how things work around here."
There was a blip and a flash, and once again the walls were smooth and white. He screamed for someone, anyone, but no one answered. The Monster's Ball was almost over. The ballroom was filled with doms and subs and sissies and gimps and suits. Mistress Brighton walked through, greeting guests, smiling like spring sunshine, and dancing with the other mistresses and subs, one of which stopped her to ask, "Hey, where's that guy you were talking to a while ago?" She smiled, shaking her hips. "Oh, he's in orientation now and has been for the past 6 months." The other mistress was confused.
"Months? It's only been an hour."
As they danced and laughed, Mistress Brighton said, "I sped up his OS log so that time would move faster in there." She opened up a panel just underneath her mechanical heart, revealing a white screen and a man rocking back and forth in the corner of a white room. The other mistress grinned. "Gave you a hard time about being a virtual mistress assistant, did he?" Both women laughed. Swaying to the music, she said, "I'll check on him in another hour. By then, he'll be begging to do anything I ask him to." The women danced a while longer, switching partners from time to time with their goo-goo-eyed male subs. Somewhere, locked in circuitry, a new virtual assistant had given up protesting and awaited his first task.
"Wow! A Monster's Ball trap and an amazing month-long Halloween celebration. I would like to thank all the fellow mistresses who wrote some amazing stories and filled up our calendar with Halloween blog train fun. As stated in the beginning of this blog, if you missed any
please scroll up to start where you left off, or start with Miss Cassidy. Don't forget to leave a comment on each blog. If you're in chastity right now, that'll give you something to do since you can't touch your little penis. I personally would love to hear from you. How did you like this year's blog train? Call me at 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Mistress Brighton. And now, let's close the Halloween blog train out with Mistress Constance and see what she's got in store for you. Happy Halloween, everyone!